Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. Oh, the way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can see.
Good morning and welcome to the Sunday Morning Inspiration. I'm your host, C. Maria Wall. Thank you so much for joining me here this morning for our 15 to 30 minutes of stress relief and release. It's time for us to let everything go from the past, from last week, week before last month. It's time for us to say bye-bye to the empty baggage. So get ready. Lie back, sit back, find your favorite space. This is our time. So prepare to be encouraged and enlightened.
I had to muffle a scream, but I don't have to stay here, trapped in my pain here. My Redeemer conquered death, hell, and the grave. Yahweh lives, so my soul can be saved.
The way that God loves me, yeah, the way that God loves me, the way that God loves me, Why do I keep doing this to myself, giving my heart to someone else? Who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
I can rise from the dark clouds that were weighing me down, shake off the chains that were keeping me bound. I can use my broken pieces to encourage someone else, speak life to a situation, release my brother, my sister from a state of depression. 'Cause you don't have to stay here, trapped in your pain here. Jehovah lives. You too can be saved.
Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. The way that God loves me.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio Sunday Morning Inspiration. I am your host, C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the mediator and advocate, the Shiro at your ground zero. Thank you so much for being here this morning. Welcome, welcome to my listeners all over the world. Thank you so much for sticking it out with me each and every week on both our regular Healing Through Hurt Talk radio show that airs on Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time here in the U.S. And, of course, for those of you who stayed up, got up, and who have been up, but you're all here right now with me at 6 a.m. Eastern Time here on the East Coast in the U.S. for our Sunday morning inspiration. Lie back, sit back, as always, eyes closed. Let's start with our deep breathing exercises to get our heart, mind, body, spirit, and soul ready to receive today's message. Let's start by inhaling. Now exhale. One more time. Inhale. Now exhale. Let's do that one more time. Inhale. Now exhale. Inhale. Now exhale.
So today, we're going to be talking about the cosmetic Christians. And the cosmetic Christians are those that are out here claiming to be righteous, but speak ill will, hatred, and untruth to many in order to acquire their own worldly desires. In essence, their words have no value or weight as they are spoken through the lips of deceivers. And this week's inspiration comes from James 1:26. If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Let me say that again. This is from James 1:26. If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Now, while we're talking about the infamous cosmetic Christian, they come in many forms. As I said, some use God as a vice to gain. Even your followers, some people will align themselves with you and speak, amen, sister, brother, let's do this, let's do that. And you're so hung up in the moment of that message that you forget that you don't really know what you're getting in return from that individual. So you partner, you align with that person, they come in, they introduce to your flock, your congregation, your followers, and before you know it, they're spewing their deceptions, and your followers have become their followers. And sometimes your followers turn their back on you, and they follow the deceiver, because the message that they bring is not a message of truth. It's a message of deception. They'll pump themselves up to be the best thing since sliced bread and air. They're world-renowned for their knowledge, yet nobody knows them one block over. They have all of this information, yet they cannot tell you where they acquired it. And many times they're hoping you don't do your homework and investigate them and the information that they're sharing. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now pass me the plate. Then you have the cosmetic Christians who pay for anything and everybody, not just to be praying for their well-being, but they're praying based on the hearsay, what they've heard somebody say, oh, you know, this so-and-so, here she running with the neighbor's husband, and she ain't no good, and so-and-so. Next thing you know, you have a flock of cosmetic Christians praying against you, and you may not even know it. You may not even know it. I deal with that all the time. People sending me cryptic messages, praying for me and praying that God changes me. God makes me right. God does this. They know nothing about me. They don't even know if I need to be changed. They don't even know what's really bothering me or what I'm in need of. They know what someone told them. And from that, they pray and they pray and they have group prayers and they have circles of prayers. And the whole time, they're blocking my blessings because they are praying for the opposite of everything that I'm waiting to come my way. And they are blocking that direct line to God because there's so much negativity going up. They might as well pray for my demise. They have no idea what they're praying about other than what someone has told them. And there's a third type of cosmetic Christian, the Christian who uses the Bible as a cover-up. These are your liars, your cheaters, your adulterers, your abusers. These are the people who know the Bible or appear to know. The Sunday Christians who are sinners Monday through Saturday at 12:59 p.m. and some as close as Sunday morning right before they walk into the doors of the church. Cosmetic Christians, know who you are aligning yourself with, know who you are praying with, know who's praying for you. It's okay to tell some people, if you're going to continue to attack me in your own cosmetic way, it's time for you to let those people go. Tell them to walk away. You don't need that type of toxic person in your life, in your environment, around your family, because they will destroy everything that you have held on to your faith to keep together, to acquire, to move towards. They are one of the worst stumbling blocks on the planet. Cosmetic Christians are everywhere. You know, in my latest book, Solid Noise Lip Service, I have a piece about that, and I've spoken about this before. They get up and they hear on Sunday, and hallelujah, praise God, amen. But after that, it's time for that script to end until next Sunday. They don't have time for that. They have to party. They have to go out, buy all the fancy cars, clothing. Oh, let's talk about the cosmetic pulpit Christians who give you the script that they know you want to hear. They practice it all week. Then they give you the script that they know you want to hear. And then they place you back on the shelf until they need you to pass the plate again. Because you see, their mortgage is $3,000. Their fancy cars are several thousand dollars. And they need you. So they're going to tell you everything that you want to hear so that they can keep living their lifestyle. You may be in poverty, but they're living their lifestyle based on the money that you have given them. And so many of us may not even realize that this is not to do the work of God. Where are all the churches with all of these killings going on? Where are all the churches in our community? Why are so many, not all, but so many silent? But the ministers and their wives have the fake hair, fake nails, the fancy cars, the big homes, living in the lavish neighborhoods, and none of them have a 9-to-5 job. It's because those cosmetic Christians know what to say. This does not apply to every minister, every church, every Christian out there. Do not misquote me. I'm talking about that pocket of people who've learned how to use Christianity as their springboard to their worldly success. That's what cosmetic Christians do. Cosmetic Christians are those with small minds and big mouths that listen to what somebody said and then jump on any and every bandwagon. Some may not even know that they are actually pulling people down when they pray against them, because they are under the impression that they are praying for them. Small minds with big mouths should always be silent. If you have found euphoria in your ignorance, so be it. But never open your mouth and remove that doubt in any circumstance. So I say to you today, beware the cosmetic Christians. They're everywhere. They wear many masks. They talk out of many sides of their face. This is the quiet time when I allow you to digest what you just heard. Cosmetic Christians, they're out there, and their words really have no weight, because they're spoken through the lips of deceivers. James 1:26, if anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. And so many cosmetic Christians have followed this script for so long, it has become their truth. So they're not only deceiving the listeners, they're deceiving themselves. I know several cosmetic Christians who have told their version of life for so long, it has become their truth. I honestly believe they could probably pass a lie detector test. And if there were people there that know that what they were saying is not true, but they could still pass that test, because to the cosmetic Christian, they have lived it, told the same stories and deceptions for so long, and their psyche, it has become their truth. Their truth does not make it the truth. Let me say that again. Their truth does not make it the truth. So I implore you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, before you jump on any and every bandwagon coming, before you believe the words of one person, at best, do your own homework. Don't just jump up and say, oh, I believe this person because to me they've been the salt of the earth. That's to you. They may have been salt in the wounds to other people. And because they don't like those people, they know that they have you in a position where they can cry foul, cry wolf, cry victim, cry whatever. And you're going to stand up and say, oh, I'm going to protect you. You're going to put on your armor and shield, and you're going to go out there and attack the small villagers who have no idea why you've attacked them. Think about it. Are you a Christ-like Christian, or are you a cosmetic Christian? There is a lot of cosmetic Christians out here. You talk a great game, but your actions alone prove who and what you really are. I give freely. I am a speaker. Yes, I'd like to be compensated because it's what I do. But what I do unconditionally far outweighs when I'm speaking for compensation. I am here Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. bringing you the very best and show guests to enlighten, encourage, inspire. I am here on Sunday mornings, on most Sunday mornings, to enlighten, encourage, inspire. I've shared my story of heartache and pain, tragedy to triumph, pain to purpose. I have shared. Are you a Christ-like Christian or are you a cosmetic Christian? Think about it. Go forth with your eyes wide open, not wide shut. As always, before we go, I'd like to pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray you enough smiles to turn the frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. For those of you who'd like to get involved, there's several ways. And just so you know, both Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio and this, our Sunday morning inspiration, are sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is an IRS-approved and recognized 501c3 nonprofit. If you'd like to get involved, as I said, or support us in any way, there's several ways you can do that. You can visit our main website at thewallfoundationinc.org. You can see some of the programs that we work on and have worked on. And you can also press the donations button. There, you can give your donation. That's tax deductible, by the way, to the fullest extent of current laws. And if you'd like to get involved, if you're a speaker, if you're an author, especially new and emerging authors with a beautiful story to tell, there's several ways you can contact us. Our number is 202-618-2556. You can also write to us if you're not computer savvy. You can write to us at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133, or email us at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. Or if you'd like to send me a personal message, my email is mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org, or you can use the private email that's separate from the corporate stream. HealingWithMaria@yahoo.com. Lord knows, the world is in an interesting place right now. So we have to stand strong. We have to get up every morning and walk by faith. God gave us something called common sense. We need to be vigilant and who we align ourselves with, and in the words that we choose to follow and or believe. Cosmetic Christians are everywhere. Wake up, people. Wake up. I'm C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the mediator, the Shiro at your ground zero. I am also a visionary, but mostly I am a realist. Anytime you need me, I will be there. I may not respond immediately, but trust me, you will hear back from me in as short amount of time as possible. So until next time, I pray each and every one of you enough. And as always, I'd like to remind you, to continue to pay it and pray it forward. Until next time, be well, be blessed, and I will see you soon. Continue to lie back, sit back, as our Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement official anthem plays to usher out our show. This will conclude our broadcast day and weekend. Thank you so much for all of you who sent me the well wishes for my birthday this past Friday, September the 12th, and throughout the weekend. And I'm still celebrating one more year of life. Folks are still sending me things, wanting to take me out for breakfast, lunch, brunch. And I appreciate each and every one of them, but mostly I appreciate all of you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Namaste. My spirit honors your spirit. Until next time, be well, be blessed, and I will see you soon.
Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. Oh, the way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me. The way that God loves me.
God loves me.
The way that God loves me.
But I bathed in the mire. Submerged myself in the decay of the world. Making bad decisions over and over again. Drenching my pillow with tears again. Thinking the void could be filled by a man. A man who blackened my eyes, demolished my pride, as he daily belittled my self-esteem. With each raise of his hands, I had to muffle a scream. But I don't have to stay here, trapped in my pain here. My Redeemer conquered death, hell, and the grave. Yahweh lives. So my soul.